All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Morgan Petronelli. I am the managing editor over at Contemporary OBGYN.
Hi, my name is Marina. I'm a faculty member at UCSF at the Baker Computational Health Sciences Institute.
Fabulous. So, you know, something I want to talk about today is, could you tell me the current state of preterm births in the US?
Yeah. So first I'll define what preterm birth is. Preterm birth is when a baby is born before 37 weeks of gestation. And babies who are born that early often have health problems and need to stay in the hospital much longer than babies who are born normally. These premature babies might need special medical care and might need to stay in the NICU. And each year in the US, about 1 in 10 babies are born early, which is quite staggering. It's quite common. Being born early can cause many also downstream health problems and issues. And it's devastating for the parents. It's very difficult. Some of those issues that children deal with later on in life include problems with intestines, vision problems, infection, hearing loss, and so forth. So it's a devastating situation, and it's a problem that I feel very passionate about and would like to help women who are at a higher risk of potentially having a baby who's born preterm.
Absolutely. And so onto that, you know, could you tell me a little bit more about this new prematurity research center at UC San Francisco? You know, why create such a facility and what will it be focusing on?
Absolutely. So myself as a computational scientist, I often ask myself, how can we use data? So there are several themes of the new prematurity center that we're so excited to launch at UCSF. The first theme is the idea of data sharing. So I've been collaborating with the March of Dimes network now for a number of years. And one of the efforts that I've been leading that now has become a theme in this new center is the idea of sharing molecular data. There are a total of 6 March of Dimes funded centers, and each center is generating different types of data, whether it's genetics data, proteomics, where we measure different proteins, or transcriptomics, whether we look at whether certain genes are turned on or certain genes are turned off. Everybody is generating different type of data. So the idea is to bring that together into a single database or data repository and allow computational scientists to aggregate it and ask new questions with those types of data. That's the first theme. The second theme is around drug discovery and computational drug discovery specifically. And one of the areas that I've been focused on is to figure out how can we use drugs that are already FDA approved and figure out new uses for those drugs. And one of the studies that we've had is to do this specifically for pregnancy outcomes like preterm birth. And the third opportunity and the third theme that we're really interested in exploring is aggregating and leveraging clinical data for analysis, both predictive analysis, so identifying which women might be at a higher risk for preterm birth, but also understanding which interventions might or might not work. So when you go to a doctor, all the information that is being captured by a clinician is part of a database. At UCSF, those data have been de-identified and made safe and available for researchers to use in their studies. And that is really the type of information that we want to use to ask these types of questions. So those are the three themes of the new prematurity center that we're so excited to launch.
You know, how will these three themes that you just talked about impact preterm birth rates?
Well, that's a big question. So I'm hopeful that with the data sharing efforts, we can enable scientists to ask new questions early in discovery. So the idea that by bringing these data together, we can identify new biomarkers, we might be able to better understand the disease mechanism of why babies are born early, what are the interactions between the immune system, for instance, the mom's immune system and the baby's immune system that might result in this adverse outcome. So it's really earlier in discovery that the data sharing, that molecular data sharing efforts, I believe, will enable. For the drug discovery piece, the idea is to identify new interventions that might be helpful. whether you know it's identifying new therapeutic targets through computational analysis, or it's this idea of drug repurposing, which I mentioned earlier. That's the hope, that computational drug discovery can speed up that process. Instead of it taking 10 years and billions of dollars to develop a new drug, by repurposing, we might be able to speed that up considerably. And finally, the last piece that I mentioned, the electronic medical record analysis, that's the idea there is to really use the real world patient data that we have to inform either diagnostics or therapeutics and be able to learn from information that we have on real world patients. But throughout all of these, it's really a collaboration between computational scientists like myself, basic scientists on the molecular side, and clinical experts. And the idea is to use data to generate hypotheses that then we can validate either in the wet lab or in the clinic, maybe leading to an intervention.
That's awesome. And, you know, generally speaking, what do you see for the future of this facility?
So we're just at the beginning, which is very exciting. And my hope is that by bringing this different type of information, molecular data and clinical data, that we can get a little bit better at identifying women who are at a higher risk for preterm birth, maybe launch a clinical trial, either on the diagnostic side or the therapeutic side, to see then, can we identify women who are at higher risk, but also can we help them? Can we identify interventions that can in turn help reduce those rates of preterm birth? But not only in the US, but I will say in the world, because it's a worldwide problem beyond just the issues that and the rates that we've seen in the United States.
Absolutely. And is there anything else that you would like to include that you thought we didn't touch upon today?
I'm super excited. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity. I would love to thank the March of Dimes for supporting us and launching this new effort, as well as all of my collaborators, both at UCSF, but also across the whole March of Dimes network. It is really a collaboration across individuals with different scientific backgrounds. As I mentioned, basic scientists, clinicians, and computational researchers like myself, but also an open mind to sharing data and using computation to generate these hypotheses that really gets me excited and very enthusiastic to launch this effort.